investors, if you have a question, please signal for a mic. Weaver starts off.
What's the biggest thing Jay Harrison will bring to your lineup?
Well, he fits the identity of our hockey club. He's a big man and he moves really well. So he's a good skater, very competitive on the puck. Really fit guy and a bit of a, you know, a question asker. So he's into the game, he's into systems, he wants to learn that part of it. And for us right now, experience. So he's got some games in, and he's played fairly close to what we do. We run some things differently here, so there's going to be a bit of a learning curve for him, but some veteran experience.
Paul, a lot of people might look at your top four defensemen out as a, you know, obviously counting you guys out, easy to count you out, but have you decided to use it as a motivation perhaps against the critics, or is it not really looked at that way?
Well, I don't know motivation, but a really important rite of passage is the right word. Phrase, but we have to go through this, and every team has to go through a stretch of great adversity. So whether it's your schedule, injuries, somebody's got the mumps down the road, it's an unusual that you get hit this hard in one such critical position. But the key piece is how we come out of it, and we have to come out a better team. So we may struggle here at times. I don't know that we will. We'll see. But what we're trying to get done from the start of the season, how far along are is going to be tested here right now, and we won't be changing anything because of it. We're looking to become more defined, better at it, more detail-oriented, and more with an understanding that everybody in that room now has a piece of it. It is a little bit of the playoff mentality. If you have a bad period tonight, you can't wait till the next game to get better. We need everybody going. Everybody's got to be on to help out. We know we're going to spend more time in our end of the ice by virtue of how we break the puck up. Toby and Jacob are really efficient at getting a puck in, and they almost break the puck out themselves, shielding the puck, moving it into the middle. Those simple outs probably won't be there as often as we've seen in the past, so we have to make that adjustment. Make sure our center's where they're supposed to be, committed along the walls, some pretty darn safe plays. But all parts of our game relate to how much time, you know, we spend in our end and how much time we spend in their end, and we have to minimize, you know, the time in our end.
You know Harrison well. How much influence did you have on bringing him here? Was it your idea?
There's a list of players that might be available, and this is true of any trade. We sit together as a group, and we all talk about our experiences with any of them. I've got a lot of time for Jay. I think not just as a player in general, but for our specific need right now and for the kind of room that we have, I'm really comfortable him coming into that room and fitting in there very well.
I lost my train of thought. I apologize.
We can work the camera. We can work it around.
When does Jay have to be here to play tonight?
Probably 7:04 would be the cutoff. No, we were expecting him in here at noonish time. We'll meet with him. He'll clear his medical, and so he'd have to clear medical before he'd be available to play.
What does it say? You know, you were talking about this on Tuesday, saying, you know, it's really hard to get defensemen, and, you know, weren't really optimistic about a trade being happened. But then the GM is able to make something happen.
Right.
What does it say to the players and to the coaching staff that the GM is, you know, willing to try and help?
So there's a plan here. And they've been really firm from the first conversation I've had with Kevin about how this was going to happen. The players are going to play. So the Scheifele's going to play. Lowry's going to play. We're going to develop a Ben Chiarot, and he's going to get his opportunity. When he gets in, he's going to get a real opportunity. But then there's extenuating circumstances where you need help. And identifying those things that are outside the normal patient's progression that we're on, and we need to stay on that, is a real help. And it's great in the room. And I don't know that a lot of players have played with him. I know Andrew Ladd played with Jay at the World Championships together, so there's some players in the room that know him a little bit. But I think, and I'm hopeful, I think we've identified the right kind of person to come into our room, into this situation. So on that part, we're really pleased with it.
Just that, you know, the players have done so much to get to where they are right now, they've bought into what you've wanted them to do, and they're a playoff team, and it's almost Christmas, and then they get this rash of injuries,
right.
And you know, if the GM isn't able to get something, is there possible that there's a bit of a sag, and does the fact that he did do something and was able to do something give them a bit of a boost?
Well, we're going to throw that squarely on Jay Harrison's shoulders. So it's, I know what you're saying, but this is a results in the end, a results oriented business. So I wouldn't have conceded before that trade that we were going to lose because we didn't make one. We were going to put six guys that have played in the National Hockey League lineup. We've got a little more veteran presence now. I've got complete confidence in that group going out. I'm not saying we're shutting any team down, and we want to play a real solid defensive game and let our offense happen through hard work and pucks to the net. That wouldn't have changed any. We just probably would have spent a whole lot more time on our end of the ice. So we needed some help. I think we concede that, but I wouldn't have admitted to that yesterday.
Paul, how much or how do the Bruins change when they bring Chara and Krejci back in?
Well, just a dominant number one defenseman. And for me, Krejci, I think clearly the people in Boston appreciate him. I had some experience coaching against him in the semifinals a few years back. For me, he was the, you knew about the other players, but David was the guy that you had to watch very, very closely. Unusual player. Rarely do you see somebody with those hands be that committed to play well defensively and capable of it. I mean, he has an intelligence level of his body positioning on the ice. He's very, very good in his own end. But even, there were two or three plays in their last game where he created something in a tight area onto the tape that got that offensive goal and that gives a guy like Milan Lucic some room to build speed to get to the net. He's a special player. So you've put in a center iceman. So there's goalies, D, and centermen. Everybody else, wingers don't like hearing that, aren't. And you put two critical pieces back in your lineup, they're a completely different-looking team.
That was quite the epic battle you guys had in Boston a couple of weeks ago. Are you expecting the same tonight? Do these teams match up well?
We're hopeful. But that's the game we want to play. That's the kind of game. I mean, we were good. We came in a little low in the tank. It was 4-6 for us on the road. Our compete was really good. Hutch was especially good later in the game. I think they started to come on and get stronger as that game on. We were starting to get a little thin in the reserves, and our goaltender was good. So that will be the recipe in here tonight.
You said yesterday that Charlie Huddy is one of the best you've seen at what he does.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Doesn't he just tap guys on the shoulder and say, go?
Oh, there'd be a little bit more to that. I'm here, so I don't think you have to have played in the National Hockey League to be a good head coach. And you will find exceptions to this rule. But for me, having not played, it's, I think, having somebody with Charlie with specific defenseman experience, clearly, you know, all the Stanley Cups and that as a player, but also a long time as a coach. There are things, so we'll teach systems, but to make players individually better, I thought the players on the bench do more of that. The guy you're sitting beside will teach you more about the game necessarily than a coach will, unless you got a guy like Charlie Huddy who's played the game. So you learn from your D partner. You learn from your wingman, from the center iceman, especially when the older guys, you know, do this here, watch that guy. Those are things that if you haven't played, you really don't know. You don't know how to teach. But Charlie's ability to relate completely to what's happening on the ice because he's been there and he's coached it or played it, it's a big advantage. What I appreciate the most, I think he does a really nice job of running that bench, getting the right guys out, getting the matchup he wants, showing faith in players. He's got a lot of, you know, watch a Ben Sherratt come in his place game, make an early assessment. You know, don't worry about his age. Don't worry about how is he playing right now and giving him that opportunity. Guy makes a mistake, he handles that back end very well.
Thanks, folks.
Okay.